The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
This is a podcast. It's on the internet. You're listening to it. It's supposed to be funny. We talk about reviews. We'll see if we accomplish any of these goals here on ReviewParty.com.
I want to do it.
What do you want to do?
I want to review the reviews and be funny at the same time.
I have a feeling in my heart. It's I got butterflies right now because I think we're going to do that.
Oh, boy. It's like walking and chewing bubble gum.
And that's apparently kind of hard.
Yeah, so hard.
I always feel like that's a euphemism for someone. It's for something. Someone like looks at you, wink, like, yeah, he can walk and chew bubblegum at the same time.
Boy, wink, wink. She had the hips of a bubblegum walker.
Who's chewing? I tell you, boy, the doctor has me chewing valerian root. Do you ever hear about this? Hear about these roots? That's they got medicinal. You chewing?
Wow.
Medicinal. Relaxes your muscles, get you ready to comedy review it.
Well,
you want me to start?
It. Yeah.
This is a Me, You, and Meme reviews adjacent sort of reviews.
Ooh.
The item itself is internet famous, but I don't know if the reviews themselves are you know, the meme
I
of
see.
It. To cut to the chase, I got an Amazon review for the Samyang 2x spicy hot chicken flavor ramen, 5-ounce pack of 5. So those little crazy spicy ramen packs that people do little challenges to eat.
Oh.
I have had this. Unpleasant, but a good pack of noodles. And I have two reviews for this wonderful hot noodle product here. I'll start off with... this one is highly found helpful. Over 1,000 people find this review by David Duty to be helpful. David Duty titles his review, "As Advertised. After the first few bites, I could feel the life begin to fade from me. However, I somehow began to develop the ability to manipulate small objects. Press forward, I did. When I finished the noodles, my cells were in full revolt. Every piston was firing, communicating, replicating. I could manipulate my taste buds, but not feel my face. Carry forward, otherworldly spirits told me. The soup seared my intestines as my body began to disintegrate, no longer capable of wielding such power. By the time my cells absorbed the liquid fire, I had already transcended. I am the past, present, and future. 10 out of 10, would recommend. 5 stars.
I think he's having a problem.
You think it's a sort of an issue happened here?
He's just a little bit delirious from too much spicy.
You think so? That sort of high you get post spicy food. He was deep in. He was lost in the sauce, so to speak.
He was way too deep in the spice. I've made spice mistakes myself. I don't know that I've had this, but I have had a spicy ramen variety. I took it with me camping. And I'm like, it was a last minute camping trick, and the things I packed were things like, I just need to heat something up, or I need to heat water and add it to my oatmeal, or add it to the spicy ramen. And I don't know if this variety of ramen is similar to the one that I had, but it had like the wet packet and the dry packet.
I don't recall, but I know when the ramen's got 2 packets, that's some good ramen.
Yeah, it was really good. However, like I said, it was a last-minute camping trip. I've got a little backpack stove. I didn't use a measuring cup on the water, so the concentration was a little bit steep. It was a little stronger than...
Well, you had some thick house, you told me.
Yeah, that twisted my stomach up. I was like, oh no, this is bad.
Yeah, that's where you gotta get some sour cream, some cheese in there to even it out a little bit.
Yeah,
Pepto-Bismol.
I didn't think that I was transcending my current state.
Sure. So you've felt some type of way after some spicy noodleage, but you've never reached the psychoactive effects that these peppers might have.
No, I have not.
Well, maybe we'll get there together someday. Maybe arm in arm.
Hey, man, take a hit of this pepper, man.
That's what Shaggy and Scooby be doing, dude. Shaggy, all those pepper-cinis that Shaggy puts on his sub, that messes them up.
This will make you trip, Scoob.
Oh. Scoob, I'm tripping off the peppers, man. Jinky three. I want a big Shaggy, like salami filled sub. Just a har, 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 har. But before I get a little crazy on my wild craving fantasies, I have a bit more of a grounded review for the Samyang's
two-time spicy
noodles. This one is from Karina. She titles it Pleasant Stinging Flavor. I was pleasantly surprised that I was able to eat this without a horrible reaction. I watched a few videos online and it seemed so terrible. When I tried it with my husband, he was suffering. But as a Caribbean woman who grew up eating plenty of peppery foods, this was a little bit more than good spice. It left my tongue tingly, but I was able to enjoy the flavor. I can't say the same for my poor husband who grew up in a spiceless family. I really enjoyed the noodles. They were so springy, just had a pleasant bite. If the sauces were sold separately in a bottle, I would 100% purchase it. My husband loved the flavor and would enjoy the sauce on his ramen and other foods just in a proportion he could handle. Hoping that a bottled version of the sauce is released in the future. 5 stars.
She's got it. Yeah, it's all about the proportions of spice.
Right, this is a 2x. This is a X2 version, all right? The chicken on the package is holding a bomb while breathing black fire. That spells out hot chicken flavor ramen.
Jeez.
The pepper, there are two peppers with angry jack, like angry but also laughing jack-o'-lantern faces on the peppers where it says 2x spicy. What are you going to do? You can't withstand this.
You just gotta mellow it out a little bit. A little extra water, a little extra something. Make it tame. For your non-spice husband.
Get out your whip, crack it a few times, tame it. Back. Spice.
Back in the pan.
This brand also has a cheese ramen that I really want to try.
I just kind of sagged down in my seat just hearing that. I've seen cheese ramen. I don't know. I should try it before I judge. But I think macaroni is pretty easy anyway.
I mean, I am such a huge Blue Box fan that when I try other versions of macaroni, like the powdered, you know, the classic powdered mix kind of macaronis, the competitors, I think Annie's with the little bunny is one. I just think it's like, this is trash. I like need Kraft Blue Box. I can't drink anything else. It's ruined me how much I have an affection for the Kraft Blue Box.
Apparently, if you're drinking it.
You get the powder, you put it in the with the milk and the noodles.
Right, of course. It's an institution.
I have a
shaker bottle of Kraft mac and cheese.
with Easy Mac cheese in it and water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the sodium. How many days do you have to do that before the kidneys are stoned up, dude?
Probably just like two. Just two.
Right. Just a couple. Just a couple until things are not going smooth. Hey, you got a review.
I do. I have an Amazon review. As long as we're talking about... Forget it. I'm not even going to try to segue it. But you'll see that it's almost very slightly related.
Okay, I'm excited to make that connection.
Is an Amazon review for the Lick'em Tongue Cat Brush / Scratcher. Fairly
no,
odd
it's
novelties.
Not, it's not that one, is it?
Which one? Which
the
one?
This is also sort of a Mio and Meme review adjacent product, is it not?
Kind of. This actually seems like the discount version because the reviews say it's hard plastic instead of silicone.
Oh, no. So, anyway, yeah, what is the product?
It's the Lick'em Tongue Cat Brush Scratcher. funny novelty white elephant gag gift for cat lovers. It looks like a plastic sculpted tongue with little nubs on the end, which the human inserts into their mouth and then grooms their cat with.
Yeah, it's like a big rubber pacifier where the end that sticks out is like a big monster tongue that you can fucking pretend to lick your cat with.
You got it.
Cat people are crazy, dude.
Yes, they are.
I can't relate. That's why I could never be a cat person. I can't relate to that level. I don't know. Is there dog people that do stuff like this? Probably. I guess. I don't want to know if there is. Ignorance is bliss. All right. Let's hear this review, dude.
All right. This review comes to us from Joe. It's just Joe. And Joe titles his review, Weird, period. We got this as a gag, no pun intended, Christmas gift for my cat lady sister. It doesn't come with any packaging that illustrates its intended use.
They don't want you to know what it's for, dude. They're embarrassed.
Just wait.
I'm sorry.
So I'm a little concerned about the reaction when she opens it, since she has a same-sex partner that will be with us at Christmas. And this thing looks like a weird sex toy.
What?
Very funny gift. 5 stars.
What a rude thing to say in your public review on Amazon.
It's kind of bold, isn't it?
It's kind of bold to assume that they will see your disgusting cat toy and think it's some sort of disgusting sex toy just because of their orientation.
Can you imagine holding this up to your future wife? You think they're going to think this is a sex toy?
Yeah, this is like Seinfeld plot, dude.
What do you think?
George thinks he has a great... They're cat lovers, right? And he shows Susan the cat tongue, and she's like, is that some sort of disgusting sex toy?
George? What? What are you talking about?
Oh, and then so he brings it to Jerry to confirm if it really looks like a sex toy. Kramer comes in, and he's like, George, what are you doing with that sex toy? Whoa.
Got some plans tonight, buddy.
Well, now I'm back on. All right, if it's a Seinfeld bit, it rules.
Yeah, I don't know how else to look at this. It's insanity.
Have you seen a video of someone using that thing?
I have not. Let me scroll around.
I think it was like a TikTok. I've seen it in a meme before. You put it and you nod your head on your cat. I feel like a cat doesn't give a shit if it's getting brushed with your fake tongue or just a fucking brush in your hand, dude. They do not think it's cute or anything.
Yeah, cats don't care.
Cats do not care at all, dude. They just want the scratchums. That's the relatable part about cats. They just want the lands and the scratchums.
And get out of the way. Leave me alone, please. I'm done.
Had enough. Should I take us? What?
I scrolled past the from the manufacturer section with all the advertising. It's the perfect accessory, which is great and stupid and whatnot. But below that, the two items surrounding the product with arrows pointing at it as if we need to identify these. You know, like when you're looking at the cereal box and it's like, ooh, there's an arrow pointing here and it's enlarged to show detail. You know what they're pointing at.
Sure.
These arrows don't really need to be pointing at the product. It's just the product. And on either side, it says food grade plastic with an arrow pointing at it. And then tongue shaped design with an arrow pointing at it.
Thanks.
Things that are pretty self explanatory. Things you already know or hope are true.
Man, how much do you think some copy editor got paid to make that fucking thing?
What can we say about this thing? It's creepy? No.
You're right. I'm sure that's what it was like.
Sell the steak, sell the sizzle. It's shaped like a tongue, man. I don't know.
Hey. But that works, doesn't it?
Can you put an arrow over that?
We're cooking up here. We're cooking up gold. We're going to sell a million of these things. Ricky, you're scaring me. He's just stacking boxes of tongues.
Blah, blah. Do you have a review
the bag of his truck?
Take us away from this.
From this tongue-like stuff?
Yeah.
Why get away from the toilet when we can go straight in? I've got a review from Yelp here for Cornell's Plumbing.
Oh, not.
This is the top-rated plumber in Portland, I'll have you know, on Yelp.
Congrats.
Congrats, Cornell. I got a review here from Brent C. Ooh. No relation. They took a moment to write here. Cornell came out and installed a new kitchen sink and dishwasher. I observed the entire process. It took about 1.5 hours and was charged a fee that almost exceeded the price of the new dishwasher. Cornell is fast and friendly, but very expensive. I requested a quote from Cornell to install new bathroom sinks, and compared to Sherwood Plumbing, SP, the quote from SP was 33% less than Cornell. I went with SP and was very satisfied with their service. Bottom line, Cornell provided great service, but expensive. 3 stars.
Not even giving us the numbers, Brent? Come on, man.
He is withholding.
What is this?
You may only see the calculations. I assure you I did not cook the books.
I've featured some Glassdoor reviews here. It was a little while ago, but Glassdoor is a site, you find out about a company. It's people's reviews of working at a company.
Yep.
But they don't let you see any of the actual details unless you review something yourself.
They try to create a sort of economy of
data.
You use our site or you scratch our back, we'll scratch yours, little buddy.
But Brent C here is just like, the details are mine. All you know are the percentages.
33% less, doesn't that sound awful?
That's a significant number. But the big thing is, buddy, maybe they would have gotten done a bit quicker and charged you a bit less if you weren't standing there watching them the whole time. Bro,
thank you. Thank you. I observed the entire process. That has to be a contractor's, plumber's, carpenter's worst pet peeve. I cannot imagine.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what are you going to do? What are you going to do there?
Interesting.
5/8. Yeah, it's good call.
But done the same,
Yeah, righty tighty gets me every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta say it in my head. I gotta say it in my head. Just the poor Cornell dude, just sitting there, fucking breathing, like almost seathing, trying not to seethe, but seething a little bit.
Half of the time he spent there, he or she or they spent there under the sink, just staring up and questioning their choices. How are we gonna get through this today? How are we gonna get through this today?
Oh, dude! And if that guy calls you again, I bet. Cornell didn't reply to this review if he checks his Yelp reviews. It looks like he's a bit on there. He's hustling. He's got highest review plumbing in Portland. That can't be easy, dude. Props.
Expensive.
I'm sure they didn't reply to this one just because.
Oh, God.
He's like, thank God. Thank God that this guy was someone else. He's like, get him out of here. 3-star review. I'll take it, bro. I never want to see your face again. But it is his little profile picture, a little smirking at you.
Yeah, what you going to do there? Yeah, I like hot water. Yeah. It gets the dishes clean.
I thought about a marble sink, but the classic, sort of chrome finish, it just gets me.
You know, the wife loves her stainless steel. I mean, what am I made of it?
Just like the dude, just like,
quiet. Splashing water over himself.
Yeah, screaming on the inside.
It's done. It's done.
No wonder this dude got it done fast, bro. He could not. stand to be in that damn house another second.
Let me out.
Did he monitor Sherwood? Was Sherwood put under the same rigorous test? That's what I want to know.
Hey, SP, man, he's cool with them.
He's got a thing going. What is this? Why? I'm starting to get a little more. This is a little more suspect than I originally thought. I don't know if I trust this guy anymore.
He's not endearing himself to us very much by withholding information. You're writing a review. Let us know. Unless, like, the Yelp police is like, hey, don't do that. You can't do that anymore. If he's been giving out all the prices and the businesses are like, you got to get this guy off our back. He's talking to everybody.
Yeah, I'm done with you, Brent. All right, give me my name back, bro. You're not allowed to have it. You're not pure of heart like me and the rest of the crew. Me and the rest of the B-men. I got a review. Or no, it's your turn, dude. You got a review?
You know what I have? I have a review that was sent to us by a listener. So I will feature that. This is listener Jen, who you might recall as the close dear fiance of listener Eric. Eric, of the review.
There's a whole 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
Eric sent us the reviews of those little tiny plastic makeup capsules.
Oh,
the little
right.
like 2 ounce makeup canisters that we said he should fart in. Because the review said they wouldn't catch a fart.
That checks out. That's review party A material.
So Jen has taken it upon herself to also provide us a review. This is a Yelp review for Coffee Time Bake Shop. This is a really good name. And this review comes to us from John Balocci. John writes, if you're looking for a good laxative, try their breakfast sandwich. Works flawlessly in about 20 minutes. Tried them several times and every time just cleared my intestines. I'd rather stick to their baked pastries. Also, there's a guy who works there that drives a car with no muffler. So every time he leaves by midnight, he wakes up the whole neighborhood by revving the engine to its maximum. Several neighbors have complained and confronted the guy, and he threatened neighbors to a fist fight. Very classy. 1 star.
See, Brent, see, this is the kind of details that we're looking for, the kind of data that we want in a review.
Yes. We need to know which items on the menu will give us diarrhea.
And how long until it's going to take effect. About 20 minutes. I can work with that.
Yeah. If it's a consistent 20 minutes and the sandwich tastes good, you get it anyway. He said he's tried it several times.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you end up there, now you have the knowledge of, oh, I really want a breakfast sandwich. Now you know the repercussions. You know, you're loading your deck, really. And that's what we need in reviews of these businesses out here.
It's about empowering you, strengthening your street cred when you're out at coffee time bake shops.
Yeah, you're coming together as a community of people to arm each other with knowledge. I think that's what a true reviewer's goal is, as the famous true reviewer that we hearken to be.
Yes. Help me spend my money and not poop my pants.
Not poop my pants, just get a baked good. I know this about coffee time now.
And also there's a worker there who will fight you.
What if I'm looking for a fight? I know where to go.
This is the place.
Listen, buddy, I got 20 minutes. Let's take this outside and wrap this up.
We got to be done in 20 minutes, though. You know what? You know why?
Neither one of us want this bomb to go off, pal.
So let's make this fight clean. Let's make it quick. We're going to get through it.
No body blows. No body blows.
Just the face.
See, now this is the kind of place I want to go.
Yeah, where the heck is that again?
I think some people would see it as a plus. You get that through your system in 20 minutes. I'm sure the coffee is aiding that whole lubricating the entire situation.
Salem, Massachusetts. I should have known. This was from their trip to Salem. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
There's also witchcraft in the coffee.
Yes.
Does the guy who fights have witchcraft?
Well,
that'd be cool.
He's upgraded from a broom to a car with a very loud muffler.
Right. Right. That's sort of like when a witch is in disguise in a movie. Like their broom is a car with a loud muffler or a vacuum or something.
Bedknobs and broomsticks. That witch, she drives a little moped scooter thing and the smoke that shoots out the bag is like green.
Yeah, this warlock has a nasty old car and likes getting in fights. That checks out.
Yeah.
But you're saying?
Salem is also, there was that tour that anyone listening right now won't know about because the episode that featured it was met by the hands of a witch.
That's true. The witch created a black hole in my hard drive and swallowed up an entire episode.
However, if you go to our blog on reviewparty.com, you can see a great review with an owner response 10 times longer than the review itself from a Salem
walking tour. Man, that review was great.
In the blog on owner responses to reviews, you can read the whole thing in its entirety. It's glorious.
I highly recommend it. We didn't want to bring that review back because the honest first impressions, I think, to us is important to the integrity of the show.
Right.
We don't want to pretend.
That's how we do it.
We're making up these bits on the spot when actually we kind of rehearsed it. But the review is so funny. Please go to reviewparty.com. I know I beg you every week. But this time, yeah, go check it out. I promise it's hilarious.
In fact, why don't you do it during the break?
Damn, they're parody. Damn, that's those weed slow.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to From the Pages of Peterman.
It's back, baby! It's yes, back. Dude! Yes, 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 yes!
We've already mentioned Seinfeld in the episode, so it seems fitting to turn to the segment that reads the product descriptions from the very J. Peterman catalog that I have in my hand.
There's a lot of segments that are very special, very near and dear to my heart. I don't think there's one I don't get excited for, but... the J. Peterman one. I'm so glad it's back. I had almost forgotten about it.
Yeah. It's truth be told, I had a magazine and then I dog-eared some pages and then somehow I misplaced it. It probably wound up in the recycling. But then I got another catalog and we're here.
We're here. We're ready.
Ready to go at the perfect time. Now, you might be out there asking, like, there's no reviews in a catalog of clothes. You're correct. But the way in which these product descriptions are written, it's just...
They're written as though they're the most immaculate five-star reviews you've ever read.
Exactly. It's the artistry, the attention to detail, the specificity and imagery take us places in our hearts, our eyes, our minds. So without further ado, let me tell you about the Aaron Fisherman's Sweater. First, there's the weather. Spring lasts a day. February, a year. Then there's the history, equally persistent. The Spanish Armada was a month ago. The uprising of 1916 was yesterday. Little wonder the Irish need their comforts. Breeding resilient Connemara ponies, baking more soda bread than anyone can eat, sitting in dark, turf-heated pubs, honing their conversation, wearing wonderful sweaters like this. Deeply textured and robust, but soft and consoling, too. Knit into patterns that mean something.
The moss stitch for an abundance of growth. Blackberry stitch for nature. The honeycomb stitch is said to be particularly lucky. So you see, nobody does it better than the Irish. Nobody makes you feel better about going out to meet the world. And then it just describes the product a little bit more. Don't you feel cozy?
Yeah, how do you not want that damn sweater so bad? I have to turn off my AC when I record so it doesn't sound like shit. I'm sweating right now. You know, I got a little lather going. I want that fucking sweater on me more than anything. How can it not be a good sweater? These motherfuckers were in wars, all right?
Yeah.
They need good sweaters.
Speaking of wars, children have always known. Concentrate hard enough and in secret, and you will be able to fly. Really. That dream ended when it suddenly became true. People were able to fly anytime, anywhere, without even concentrating. They just bought a ticket. Today, we might as well be taking the bus. The way that flying used to be, then, at the beginning, that now is a dream. Luckily, wearing the right gear brings you closer to the way it used to be. RAF flight suit. The flight suit of those days is faithfully recreated here, as close to one of those as you can get. It rings true. No flashiness. Exceptionally rare reproduction of the 1940s RAF flight suit in 100% premium Japanese cotton twill. Military tape hole buttons, darted shoulders, two pleated chest pockets, one sleeve pen pocket, two pockets at thigh, one for pen, one for map. Large cargo pockets at the leg hem. Integrated belt with metal buckle. Wast for vintage look and feel. That makes me want to buy a flight suit that I have no use for.
See, I don't know if I'm on board with that one. Who are these kids? No one told me when I was a kid that if you were alone and you concentrated hard enough, you could fly. Is this some sort of legal drug he's talking about? What is going on? I don't think children can fly.
I made things partially invisible with my eyes. That was by poking my eyes and changing my perception.
Right. Is he suffocating himself in a closet to try and fly? What sort of dark secret does this hold?
Okay. You took that story just a different way. I see that now.
And then he said, you don't even have to concentrate to go on a flight. You just have to buy a ticket. Have you ever been to an airport? That shit, I have to concentrate really hard to make it through an airport alive.
Where am I going? What do I need to do next?
Right. I concentrate like the whole night before, the whole drive leading up, the whole time I am there. I am concentrating really hard.
That is a very good point. Yeah, it takes a lot of mental energy to fly these days.
Sounds like a cool coat.
I'll tell you about a cooler coat now.
Yeah.
Crisp autumn days like this make you positively giddy. 5 blocks to Harry's for your favorite latte. You throw on your chic autumn armor, rose gold sunglasses, and this suede trench. Down 5 flights of the walk-up, you hit the streets to find a PA blocking your path.
Quiet, please. We're shooting, he quips.
I'm walking, you reply. You blow through the nauseatingly artistic shot. Producers scream. The PA flees. The actress you recognize from that dog movie chuckles, amused by your lack of amusement.
Oh.
You!
You push down your sunglasses to find the handsome French director. Yes, he's handsome. And yes, you have a pulse. Charging forward.
I want you in my shot.
He snaps his fingers in midair like a mating call.
No.
Commence the eye roll. Yours. Heard around the world. You push through the crowd as the director goes on and on about raw charisma and edginess. Good God, these people. Well, you're not entirely innocent. Italian suede trench. Classic trench in supple, genuine suede. So on, so forth. Ladies, it'll make you a movie star.
Come on now. This one had the opposite effect. The Japanese coat, I was like, this is kind of... I don't agree with this, but... That coat sounds nice. At first, this one had me going, Larry's freaking cappuccinos? Frappuccinos? What is Larry cooking up?
Harry's latte, I believe.
Harry's latte. Who is this guy, Harry, making lattes? I don't think Harry makes lattes, But that made me want to go. I'm like, there's a place called Harry's, and it's making lattes. That sounds bomb. I was so ready. But then, this lady just is a jerk.
You turn into a douchebag.
You just turn into a big jerk when you wear this coat.
Okay.
Like, and that, also, that never happened. No one's ever walked through, been rude enough to just walk through some fancy Hollywood production and then scoff. And then the director's like, we love it. And then you scoff at him and keep walking. What kind of sick fantasy is this?
Oh, my goodness. Bring the camera over here. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'm disgusted right. with the author for making me participate in that sick, twisted situation.
Okay. Well, I saved what I consider the best for last.
Ooh.
One that I think we both will relate to 100%. The text on the top of this page says, "The road not taken. I always wanted to cross the Sahara and the Gobi by foot, but I didn't. I did not swim the Hellespont, didn't descend Mont Blanc, didn't read all the books I had to read. Ached to fly a Ford trimotor anywhere, even to St. Louis, but didn't. Did not modestly decline the Nobel Prize. Didn't spend even one night at Shepherd's Hotel in Cairo. Not one. Shepherd's burned to the ground before I could afford to check in. That night, it became my code word for everything unobtained, undone. In case there are a few things in your life you wanted but didn't get, I offer as consolation the impossibly perfect night at Shepherd's Hotel in Cairo bathrobe. Luxurious, thick, engulfing, finer than any you have ever seen, as it should be. Discreet Shepherd's logo, all white terry velour, made in Turkey. Shepherd's Hotel robe for men and women."
Ooh. And see, this one, yeah, you're sitting back, puffing on a pipe, thinking about times that have been, for faces that you haven't seen in ages, decisions that could have gone other ways, other lives that you have lived. And what robe is perfect for that pondering session by the fire? This one, I tell you
this
what.
This one. Yeah.
Yeah. That one was lovely.
Just makes me cozy.
That one's from up top. That was a wily old vet wrote that one. That is for sure.
That was Jay himself.
And that was no amateur piece.
No, that was somebody's ode to the robe.
Oh, very cute.
And that ends from the pages of Peterman. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I have a review to take us on out of there, out of fancy land.
Yeah.
And into dumb boy video game brain melting paradise.
If you sure.
I got a review here for Dragon Age Inquisition for the PlayStation 3. This review is written by, did I say Amazon? This review is from Amazon and is written by Tay. She titles it, "I freaking love this game with a passion." "This is the game that got me into the wonderful world of Dragon Age, and it is so good. If you're into fantasy medieval kinds of games, then let me tell you, you'll love this game. Plus, it's a very pretty game. Because this game was really meant for next-gen consoles, there are some strange glitches that happen from time to time. Sometimes Dorian's face doesn't lower all the way, and he looks really weird. There's also a glitch on the PS3, at least, where you can't collect all the shards. This made me a little sad, I'm not going to lie. But other than that, I freaking love this game, and I plan on giving it another playthrough soon. 5 stars.
Oh, I love it with a passion. I don't know why that's striking me as odd, but it is. If someone said they hated it with a passion, that's fine, because
sure.
I don't know. I'm used to hearing that, but love with a passion.
You got to know that this love story, all right?
Not just kidding around.
That's not some little sizzle at the bottom of a campfire.
Summer loving here. It's built to last.
This is passionate. Dragon Age Inquisition and Tay are sharing poems back and forth. They're caressing each other for hours.
She's got a notebook full of Dragon Age plus Tay. Tay plus Dragon Age. Just back and forth.
The Tay and Dragon Age Inquisition are kneading dough together, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Dragon Age behind Tay, Tay behind Dragon Age, both their hands are just kneading and pounding this dough.
A little bit of flour on Tay's nose.
Oh. Their apron, so messy. They've had such a fun time.
Our hands are filthy. We'll have to touch each other some other way.
Oh, what's that? Dragon Age Inquisition isn't wearing anything under their apron.
Oh my. Is that the oven? Or is it hot in here?
Oh, and they do it, and every day is like that. Because this passion is real.
Yeah. Tay is willing to look past the glaring flaws that this game like has cooked into it. The face
that doesn't load.
The incompletable collectibles.
It made her a little sad.
It's a little sad. But
the passion still burns.
No one's perfect. You have to be able to accept people's faults.
I really hope Tay can get a PS4 someday and give it a playthrough on the next gen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be like, ooh, baby. You never look so good.
Oh, yeah. Sean Pratt, you go off on a trip to Spain. Tay can go off on a trip to Spain. Final Fantasy 14 is very hot right now. Tay, play that for a couple months and then come back to the upgraded PlayStation 4 Dragon Age Inquisition. Oh, have you been working out?
Baby.
Dragon Age Inquisition went tanning in the Bahamas. Climbed coconut trees every day.
Ate fish.
Ate lots of fish. A diet of a lot of fish. Oh, and their back muscles. When they flex their back muscles, it's like a topiary.
I want to get lost in those mountains.
Those mountains. They contain dragons, which you slay for achievements and virtual points and experience.
I want what Tay has.
Don't we all want someone just looking at us like Tay looks at Dragon Age Inquisition?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
You know what? I do. I have a review where I think someone is willing to look past flaws just as capably as Tay. This is a Google review for Woodman's, my local Woodman's. I just felt inspired after last week
to go out and find one. Yeah, you wanted to go back, huh?
I wanted to go back and say hey to Phil. And Google user Lisa writes, I love Woodman's, but this location's cheese selection was a little lacking.
Oof.
Better than the location in Beloit, but Janesville's and Madison's two locations have it beat. Yeah. Everything else seemed good, but I was specifically looking for cheese. 5 stars.
Oof. What? How selfless.
I know.
To give up the 5-star reviews, even though the cheese was weak.
The cheese is lacking. That's
bad loyalty. I'm inspired.
Woodman's did respond, telling Lisa that they were going to let the concerned parties know. Like, we're going to get on that cheese situation. We need to fix it.
That cheese situation. We need more of it. We need several islands of cheese throughout this Wisconsin staple.
I have honestly, Lisa's has been. She's been to multiple Woodman's and has taken notes on the cheese sections.
Right. When she goes to a new town, all right, let me hit the Woodman's. All right, let me sort of get what this town is about.
Robust cheese.
Very robust cheese selection. Must be a sturdy folk that live here.
It took me 1 minute to walk through the entire section. Not bad.
Man. Every time I think of Woodman's, I just think of, like, canisters. Like, entire, like, military ration dropped from a helicopter-style boxes filled with, like, Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
If you found that cache of Pop-Tarts post-apocalypse, you'd be good for years.
Pop-Tarts stay good forever.
How do they sell those pop cards? How do they sell all that cheese? I can't. All right. I'm starting to defend Woodman's a little bit here. I'm sure they had a lot of cheese. If I know Woodman's, I know they got a lot of stuff, and I'm sure the cheese selection was fine.
I have been to this Woodman's. They have the Wayawega cheese from Wayawega, Wisconsin, with the correct pronunciation of Wayawega on the package. That way, an Illinoisian like me can say Wayawega and sound great and get that smoked provolone.
Mm. Hey, Matt. Yeah. Wayawega.
I'm excited. That's why you wag my tail.
That would be a great a commercial for them. Why you wag? Or a great tagline. Why you wag? Why don't you find out? Something like that. It'll be just some commercial about some dad who's like, gotta have your wag of cheese. And then people are like question it, but then they try it and they're like, oh! You know, they...
That's why you wag.
That's Wayawega. Wayawega cheese. Bam! Another $1 million idea from MovieParty.com. Patented, trademark. Don't steal it. Unless you cut us a check.
We're trying.
We're actively accepting checks to steal our ideas. At all times. What do we got here? Yeah, let's get out of here.
All right. Let's part ways, friends. Let's throw some dust on the campfire. And
Are we putting out the campfire? Should I piss on the campfire?
No, I never.
You don't, really? You don't pee on campfires?
I don't know that I ever have. I've spit on it for sure.
Should you not pee on campfires? Bad?
I have no idea.
You want to... When that piss hits the fire and a huge smoke cloud comes out of it, you want to avoid that piss smoke.
Don't breathe it in.
Do not breathe that stuff in.
uric acid or something. I don't know.
Nothing good. Oh, you got to be, who's that guy? Kevin Spacey to enjoy some of that smoke. Was that who in Waterworld?
Kevin Spacey was not in Waterworld.
Which Kevin? No.
It's Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner. Spacey is a sexual predator.
Yeah, I know that. Well, I don't know.
The thing is, I was a sexual predator
in Waterworld.
I was picturing Kevin James for some reason.
See, in my mind, the reason I said Kevin Spacey is I couldn't get past the obstacle of Kevin Durant. I know who Kevin Durant is. He's a big, talented basketball player.
He's a big obstacle.
I don't know that any of these people have ever peed on a fire, sort of making it all absurd. Anyway, Kevin Hart.
He's peed on a fire.
He's too short. The fires get scary. He's got to put them out quick. They get taller than him fast.
Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Yay. Thanks, guys, for listening to our podcast, reviewparty.com. If you like this kind of stuff, we got new episodes every Tuesday. If you ever find a funny review on the internet and want us to talk about why we think it's funny and record it and put it in a podcast and then you can listen to it, send us an email with a screenshot or a hyperlink to that review.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can throw you credit. Matt, please start talking.
You can also screenshot and send it to us on Instagram, where you can find us at reviewparty.com. You can also find us on TikTok at reviewparty.com. You can find us on Twitter at reviewpartypod. Or just head to our website, reviewparty.com.com, where you can read the blog and check out that awesome review that Eric sent us. Where the tour owner just laid into somebody who wasn't having his tour.
Just destroy us. Some lady so good. Does not like this guy's tour.
Take your sunglasses off, ma'am.
Yeah, he's like, he remembers her and calls her out on a bunch of shit. It's awesome.
So, you can find the blog on the website. You can also find all the episodes. You can find the shop. And you can sign up for the After Party Review newsletter, which is just a little, hey, friendly, what's up in your inbox.
Yeah, and speaking of TikTok, I think I promised this on air before in order to motivate me to make sure that it was popping. But this time, This time, it's real. The motivation, I feel it. Go to the TikTok. Follow that shit, because I'm going to be popping off on there. Remember the name, reviewparty.com.
Pop, pop.
Speaking of pop of pops, our buddy's Nosebleeds. Hey, let's use a song. It's, you've heard it throughout the episode. You're about to hear it again in a minute or two here. It's their jam, Bread for Breakfast. It's awesome. That's a great jam. They got a bunch more great jams. You can find them on Spotify, Nosebleeds, one word, Hachimachi. I got a finisher this week, dude, if you believe it.
Finish it, dude.
Dude, I got a finisher. This is a review from Amazon for 100 Boston Pickling Cucumber Seeds, non-GMO fresh garden seeds. These are some seeds that will grow small cucumbers.
Nice.
For ideally for pickering or perhaps for just enjoying. no one's going to stop you. This review is from Sergeant Mac. They title it, Got to Wait. It reads, Can't make pickles till they grow up. 5 stars.